Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Now is the time to trim your lamps and get ready for the coming of the Lord.
Friends, the Lord is coming soon. Are you ready? Join us now for the Midnight Cry broadcast.
I praise him for whatever he needs to do to help me. Is it worth it? It's worth everything to know him and to be born again. Thank God. Why would you spend all of your life's effort on stuff that cannot last? I don't care what you do in this world, what you accomplish, it will not last. Listen. He even says the word twice. Listen to me. And eat what is good, and you will delight in the richest of fare. Give ear. You get the sense that God says, listen, you're so full of the world's ideas and you don't even realize it, but I'm trying to talk to you. I want you to open your ears and hear me. You think that's important in this hour? My God, every time judgment has fallen, you've had men and women come into a place where they stopped being able to hear the word of God, and they're not able to hear that voice anymore because they have closed their ears. I want my ears to be open and say, God, there's only one thing that matters. It's knowing you. And having a heart that's willing to be changed. Willing for you to do whatever it is in my life that makes me in harmony with you, pleasing to you, ready for a life, you know, that's eternal. Thank God. Praise God. All right. I'd rather be poor here and rich there than the other way around. All right. Give ear and come. Over always this sense of invitation. Listen. Why? Listen. Why are we supposed to listen? That you may live. Well, what's the opposite of that? What's the alternative? Yeah. Okay, don't listen. And you die. That's what's happening in the world. We got a world of people that have listened to Satan's lies. All right, and here's his promise. I will make an everlasting covenant with you. This is an agreement. This is something that God has given, his promise. My faithful love promised to David. See, I have made him a witness to the peoples, a ruler and a commander of the peoples. Surely you will summon, now his promise is to those among the people of Israel who would actually serve him. Surely you will summon nations you know not, and nations you do not know will come running to you because of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has endowed you with splendor. Now you got just a tiny little taste of that with Naaman, didn't you? Here was a man who lived in a heathen country. They had heard about the prophets at various times in their history, but right now it took a servant girl to get the message. Hey, there's someone who can meet your need. And he reaches out, and God reaches that man. Most of the people who bear the name Israel are lost, have always been, but there's always been that remnant. But it was through them that God has reached out to us. Thank God that that word has gone out, that covenant that God made with his people. I want to be one that listens, don't you? Do we need to hear him this hour? Do we need his voice to lead us and tell us what's true and what's not and what to do? I need him every hour. I cannot make it in this world. I may think I know what I'm supposed to do, but do I? I need him. If Jesus needed his Father while he walked this world and sought him every day and said, I only do what he shows me to do. Oh, well, that's just Jesus. No, you think maybe there's a little bit of a lesson in there for us? Do we need him? Yeah, praise God. All right. Nations you do not know will come running to you because of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has endowed you with splendor. Now, here is a key. It says, seek the Lord while he may be found. What is that telling you? There's a time when people won't be able to. And you think of Noah's day. You think of how God for century after century after century was striving with people, was trying to get their ear, trying to cause them to listen, to turn from their own wicked ways. And they said, no, Stop talking to me. I'm going to go my way. Is that not the world we live in? Yeah, Jesus said it'd be like it was in the days of Noah. But here's God in the midst of a wicked, perverse nation, waiting and waiting and waiting and reaching and striving, and finally comes to a place where there's no more point in striving anymore. God steps back. Do you think the people were scared? No, as far as they were concerned, oh, wow, we're finally free. I don't even have that crazy conscience trying to tell me what to do. I get to do what I want. I'm free. And don't realize I got chains of darkness that no power in heaven and earth could shake at that point. Because God said, all right. Boy, I tell you, that's a warning to everybody. Amen. Seek the Lord while he may be found. You go the way of this world, man, you're going to have a hard time. You're not going to like you're not going to like the destination. Let's put it that way. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their ways and the unrighteous their thoughts. Steve used the word worldview. The word worldview. That's how people think. Do you think that the people of this world have a worldview that is based on truth? It's based on the lies that have come out of Satan's heart. Goes all the way back to the beginning. Praise God. I'll tell you, I want his thoughts to take root in my heart to the point where I start thinking like he wants me to think. I want to have a transformed mind. I want to have one that is able to hear his voice. That's not sitting here proudly think, I can figure it out. I know what I want. I'm going to seek it. I'm going to search it out and make it happen. I'm going to have to say, Lord, I don't know what to think. I'm going to encounter something. I'm going to say, Lord, I don't know. You know, I was thinking about that going back to becoming a part of this work. I came out of a different set of traditions in many ways. And there were many times, there were times when I would encounter Brother Thomas, whose own convictions had changed about things at times. And he would preach something from the Word, and I would have to say, you know, I don't know about that. So what do you do in that circumstance? You humble yourself and say, God, I don't know. I'm not going to go back and say, well, that's not the way I was taught. Well, if everybody did that, we'll stay right like we are, with everybody having their own ideas. And I can think back on particular issues when the Lord gave me the simple grace just to say, Lord, I don't know. I'm not against what I heard, but you're going to have to show me. And Brother Thomas, to his credit, didn't demand that I, you know, everybody just, hey, I said it, therefore, by God, you better believe it. No, he just put it out there and trusted God. And God was faithful. And I can think of issues where, you know, I just put something on the shelf. I say, Lord, you're able to show me. I'm neutral. I don't have any dog in this hunt. And so, Lord, I'm just trusting you to show me in your time and way. And then he turned around and all of a sudden, boom, it was just as clear. I'll tell you, there's a God who's able to lead his people in this hour. If we'll seek him and listen to him, God's going to be able to speak to us when we need him to speak to us. Doesn't mean he's going to answer every question and you're going to be able to answer every question that comes out of this book. But I'll tell you, we can know everything we need to know. God is the one who's calling us to come to him. We're not saying, oh God, help us. We wouldn't do that. Because we just, that's the condition we're in. That's how much we need him. Seek the Lord. All right. Let the wicked forsake their ways, the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them do what? Turn to the Lord, and then what? Turn to the Lord, and he will have mercy on them. I need mercy. I don't need justice. If God gave me justice, I'd be in the fire right now. I need mercy. Thank God. Does that not reveal his character? Here we have the world serving a devil who is a liar, who is a murderer from the beginning, is responsible for the wickedness, for inspiring the wickedness we see in this world. On the other hand, we have a God who is full of mercy. He says, I don't deserve anything but his wrath. But he comes to me, a helpless, hopeless sinner, and says, there's nothing you can do to change your circumstances, but I love you and I am going to provide everything you need. Praise God. Let them turn to the Lord and he will have mercy on them and to our God, for he will freely pardon. And this is what was quoted earlier. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. And here's another thing. When God speaks, it's not just better information. I'm debating with myself here because I had so many thoughts along a certain line. I don't want to get off on that. But I'll tell you, what happens when the devil speaks and someone listens? Well, it's confusion, yes. But the devil has a way of speaking to people in a way that appeals to human nature. And in that sense, it does seem to make good sense. It appeals to us. It promotes serving and seeking that. So what does it do to a person? It gives them a sense of freedom that is the exact opposite of what's happening. The devil is wrapping a chain of darkness around somebody, and it's like these what do you call? I can't even think what you call them now. But these glasses you can put on, and you can see, you can go into another world. Well, yeah. Anyway, you know what I'm talking about. I had a chance one time to wear a pair of those and try out a little bit of a program that somebody was putting out on the life of Jesus. And I actually was able to sit there, and through my goggles, I was sitting at the place where the well where Jesus met the woman. And I could look, and there's Jesus, and I could look, and there was the woman. I could turn around and see the entire landscape. But I'll tell you, the alternate reality glasses the devil puts on gives people a false sense of what's real. They can think, oh, this is right. This is working. My life is right. And you remember what happened in the Old Testament when, Asaph got his eyes off the Lord and started looking at the wicked and say, look at how they're prospering. What am I doing? This is no good. This makes no sense. Until he came in and he realized, that's not real. That's a false picture the devil has painted in their eyes. They think everything is going great and they've forgotten where they're headed. They're blind to where they're headed. Folks, as the heavens... Now, here's what... I dropped that one thing in there about what happens when the devil teaches us his ideas and we embrace them. We are embracing our own slavery. The devil will tell you this will make you free, and you embrace it, and you're actually a slave living in a false world.
The message you have heard is part of a regular church service recorded as it was being ministered. CD and DVD copies of this service in its entirety are available. To assist with postage and processing costs, an offering of $5 is suggested for CDs and $10 for DVDs. Please identify the station over which you have heard this broadcast and provide the broadcast date when ordering. You may also receive our quarterly publication, The Midnight Cry Messenger, which is mailed out free and postage paid to all who request it. Our mailing address is Midnight Cry Ministries, Post Office Box 685, Southern Pines, North Carolina 28388. Or you may choose to visit us on the World Wide Web at www.midnightcry.org.
And now, may God richly bless you until our next broadcast.